sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I never before. No, no. Got a good feeling, yeah. Oh, man. What the front door? Susan, the lights. For Johnson's sake. Johnson. I don't know. Simple Jack hit me up today. Like, I'm literally here because of him. I'm sure he didn't even realize that. Simple Jack. I'm going to tell y'all a story about Simple Jack. I love that dude, man. Simple Jack is awesome. Pow, pow, mad light. What's up, what's going on, beautiful people? What's up, everybody? Who the fuck am I? What the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that guy? Am I right? What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Lavo Show. My name is Kasabian Lavo, and I'll be your host with talent on loan from God. I'm recording right away, because it's different that way. But you don't know why we do that. But I'm just telling you that I had to do that way because of something else. Let's start recording. Let's get into this. We got some topics. And MGM is under attack. I'm serious. There's a hacker on the loose. Chung, chung, chung. I don't know. Black cap. Black hat. Black cappers. Black tractors.
Oh, God. Okay.
When you want tap,
it get lonely. Yeah,
I do it on my lonely. When you want tap, it get lonely. It's on me.
I got a plan.
It's on me.
I got my fit.
It's on me.
I got my good.
It's on me.
I got my cash.
It's on me. I got my Jesus piece on. I'm feeling like Tupac. Why? It's all eyes on me.
It's on me. I got a plan.
I swear it feels brighter.
It's on me. I got my good.
It's on me.
I got my cash.
It's on me.
I got my Jesus piece on. I'm feeling like Tupac. Why? It's all eyes on me. I hear Shorty in the whip. She yelling,
Doug Live.
That's the shit that I like.
I can't fast that night. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Live 01. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live 01 show, live from Las Vegas. I'll be your host with talent alone from God. This is episode 160. No, it's like 170-something. No, I lied. This is episode 465. 100? I've been doing this shit for so long. Welcome back, y'all. Episode 465. It's just another day in the office. There's a lot of things going on in my city. Besides good things, it's bad things. And the bad things are like crazy, scary bad things. So we're going to talk about everything that's going on. And I got a couple of stories that I hope to make everybody feel a little bit better. Since Tom Brady fucking hurt himself. Okay. I don't like sports. I tell y'all I don't like sports. I tell y'all all the time I don't like sports. I only like fighting. That's it. That's why Simple Jack. I miss you, Simple Jack. My buddy Simple Jack. Fight fan. Big Diaz brother fan. Right? I mean, probably one of the only people I could even have like UFC conversations with at the time, or just anything that had to do with like mixed martial arts, because he understood the fighters. His fighter Brazilian is funny as shit. I'm playing with that brightness of the light behind me. If you see it, it's like blown out. I'm trying to fix it. It's like way too bright. Perfect. It's not that bright no more. I know. It looked crazy. Like I look like I'm beaming. Anyway, I love my boy Simple Jack. All right, I tried a lot of things when I quit music. I quit when I was 25, and I opened a fucking furniture store in the gym. Long story. Anyway, I met this guy, Simple Jack, and that was his nickname, because I'm a movie buff. And if you know Simple Jack, that's from Tropic Thunder. You make me happy. I should have named this episode Simple Jack. Anyway. I don't like sports. I only like fighting. I really just like UFC and shit like that. I just think that that's the only thing that I can relate to. Don't judge me. Maybe it's because I'm little. I don't know. But, okay, I was going to bet on the Jets this year because of that stupid fucking HBO Undisputed shit. I really fell for it. I was like, oh my God, hey, there's a brand new casino being built up the road. There's going to be this beautiful sports bar, restaurant. I was like, hey, what a great way to get to know the new casino and the new sporting bar, betting, whatever the fuck they call those things, because I don't bet. I don't know what the fuck they call them. I was like, what a better way to get to know the folks than to go in there and, you know, ball out for a couple of days, you know, take the family, buy a lot of food, spend a lot of money, get your name out there. Name recognition, spend well, tip well, make people laugh and shit like that. So that way, when I start placing these bets and I lose, don't nobody make fun of me. And then they go, hey, young blood, don't put your money on that one, man. Move your money over here. I just imagine that every time I go place a bet, there's going to be some old dude that looks like my Uncle Lefty, and he's going to be like, don't do that, papa. Don't waste your money, okay? Go home. Go to your kids. But I know it's not going to happen, and I'm going to go broke. But I was going to put money on Tom. Oh, no. The fuck's his name? Aaron Rodgers. I was going to put money on Aaron Rodgers, and he broke his fucking ankle. Way to go, Doug. You broke my dreams. I wanted to start betting on sports. You fucking broke my dreams. Thank you for breaking my betting dreams. You're an asshole. And whoever hit him, what is wrong with you? The fuck? I thought you didn't do that. You couldn't hit him? So what the fuck's the deal, dude? God damn it. He did this little fucking handshake, and you're like, and there's some gay shit. I don't know. Listen, I'm sorry. Aaron Rodgers really affected me this season. Can I say that? I used to be a Green Bay Packers fan, if that even matters, before he was a quarterback. It was the other guy, Brett Favre. But anyway. Shout out to Simple Jack. That's my Simple Jack story. All right, let's get into today's episode. No.
Oh God.
I want a bigger pad for my shins.
Okay.
Is that a thing? Can we upgrade that? I don't know. I feel like my, like,
I do it on my lawn.
If I had, like, more padding.
You on top? It get lonely.
All right, y'all. ChatGPT writes the intro to the show. I had to get that gripe out the way. I'm not a sports guy. I'm not a betting guy, but I wanted to put a wager on football, Americano, and they fucked that up for me, okay? Just completely, totally just ruined that for me. Welcome to Xavier and Lavo Show, where we dive into the hottest and most shocking headlines from the world of entertainment and beyond. Today, in a whirlwind of drama, there's an intrigue. Is it really a whirlwind of drama? Listen, we have to just unpack the DJ Envy Tyrese beef, okay? So hold tight. Now, video vixens. In hip-hop, yes. Are they a part of hip-hop history? That's to be debated on. But it's making waves. Anyway, let's get this all fixed and straightened out. And I'm going to give you my opinion on video vixens and hip-hop, because I feel like a lot of parts of hip-hop don't get talked about with this whole 50 of hip-hop. And it might cost more money than people realize to actually bring all 50 years of hip-hop in front of the world, especially because people seem to forget so much hip-hop. And there's a lot of people that are involved that really seem to forget what hip-hop was really about. And that type of shit is weird. Very weird. I still ain't seen producers getting bigged up. I still ain't seen B-boys getting bigged up. B-girls, graffiti artists. Yo, Mayor. Bro, I write Nightmare the way I write it because of Mayor 88. Nightmare 88. Look him up. Look him up. DJ K-Slay was in that same fucking movie. Look him up. What was K-Slay's tag? Look that up for a second. There's... Fat Joe was a graffiti artist. There's so many graffiti artists. My best friend, Gilly. Gilly is a graffiti artist. A fucking phenomenal graffiti artist. Was behind bars doing, you know, art, bro. Art was, it's just amazing. Like, the history of hip-hop. That was hip-hop. There's a lot of hip-hop that don't get talked about. And in music, Doja Cat seems to have hit the number one spot on Billboard with the hip-hop album this year. Who would have knew? Schools are being canceled in Las Vegas because there's no teachers. YG and Tyga and a few other artists had a stadium tour booked. 14 arenas. Stadium tour. We'll update you on that. We already talked about Aaron Rodgers, but that's not all, folks. We have the latest scoop on Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Let me tell you something. Ashton, I think, is an awesome dude. And Mila, I think, is an awesome dude, too. I think they don't know shit. K, Can I just be honest? But we'll talk about it in a second because I don't even know them. Last time, we'll talk about it. And there's a serial breakup, and I think this is the most serial thing that we have today is this serial breakup. And I'm talking about some delicious cereals, okay? And I'm being serial about this. And, of course, Las Vegas is right now being, I mean, I laugh, but it's not funny. Las Vegas is really being held hostage by some hackers. They have the MGM properties under their fucking fingertips for the past 3 days. They have also already taken a large lump sum from Caesar's property that we're not going to know, but we'll find out. I got a couple text messages. We're going to talk about the hackers and what's going on with Las Vegas and the attack. And stay tuned. Tonight, I believe, if I read it right, I hope I didn't miss this because I really wanted to make sure I said this. But tonight is going to be the last night that Vince McMahon runs a WWE show. And then after this, it moves on to the new company. So that's fucking awesome. How amazing is that? What a way to close a spectacular legacy. We'll talk about that. I think I have COVID now. Now I'm fucking coughing and I'm dripping at the nose. This is great. It's a show that you don't want to miss. So go grab a popcorn and let's get ready for the Kasabian Lavo show, where you can get some tickets to the juiciest headlines in entertainment and beyond. I love how ChatGPT makes it seem like I'm a fucking rag. Dickheads. Let's really talk about the video vixens in hip hop. And it's not that they're not hip hop or they're not in hip hop, but to me, there's so many elements of hip hop that don't get discussed that I found it funny that Melissa Ford was able to make such an amazing stance on video vixens in hip hop. But my thing is, like, nobody brings up them white girls that drove them dudes crazy. Tawny Catane, the white girl on the Camaro. Yo, you ever been to a strip club? That sugar pie, honey pie shit comes on, and that is correct. Bro, I married a stripper. That shit goes crazy in there. And white boys been going crazy for Tawny Catane for a gajillion years. So hot chicks and videos isn't synonymous to hip hop as much as they wanted it to be. Like, she made a couple of points, but at the same time, I just feel like it was in a small bubble. And I mean, I've even covered models here that have fallen completely apart, and that's fucked up. But I mean, with your job is just like, and then help me explain what your job is as a video vixen besides being pretty, because when I turn on the music, I don't see you. I'm just listening to the music. It's just hard. Shout out to all the producers. Shout out to all the writers. Shout out to all the dancers, all the choreographers that are out there putting shows together. Shout out to the AV people. I used to love talking to the electricians and all the people that did all the wires and shit for the shows. Y'all are fucking amazing. To all the people that carry the bags, to the people that held doors open for me and all my kids and our entourages, to all the people that were getting our outfits together, picking things for. I mean, bro, there's so many people involved for me and my time period in hip hop, and I'm not done with hip hop, but for the time period that I spent in hip hop, I got to say thank you to everybody that was involved. There's so much more than just the music side to what it is. Like, we were going to car shows. There was breakdancing shows. We was watching other artists compete. There's battle rappers. Like, you know how many battle rappers should be in, like, a Hall of Fame? There's producers that should be in a Hall of Fame somewhere. There's writers that should be in a Hall of Fame. There's people that came up, one-hit wonders, that honestly should be in some type of Hall of Fame that changed the fabric of everything. But so many people that were behind that don't get talked about. To all the amazing managers. I've never had a great manager. I thought I did a couple times, and I never found a great manager that was about their business. And it's bullshit, and it scares me moving forward looking for an agent and looking for a new manager. Vegas has an abundance of management, but none of them understand business and how to fucking make money. That's why when my show comes out, How Do You Make Money, I'm going to press a lot of people on how they make money. And I want to understand how they make money. And I don't think anybody should be offended. I'm asking for educational purposes. How do you make money? I wasn't taught how to make money with music. I hustled my way through it and figured out how to make enough money to eat and take care of myself and actually live a very, very, very pretty good fucking life. It don't cost much to live good. It just has to be consistent. I promise you. And you just got to be cheap. Like, you can stack up through the roof. As long as you don't have, like, car payments and shit, you'd be surprised how much bread you can stack. And if your car is electric, that's why we was late today. We was putting tags on the car. But when your shit's electric, Boy, oh boy, no gas is great. Boy, oh boy, no gas is great. I promise you. I promise you. Anyway, yeah, man, shout out to everybody in hip-hop. 50 years of hip-hop has been kind of disappointing. There's so much. Shout out to the South. Shout out Texas, Florida. I mean, all my inspirations. I'm from the South Bronx. I'm inspired by musicians from the West, musicians from the South. And when I say South, for me, it's Texas, Memphis, Florida, Tennessee. Who else I love out there down South? A bunch of Georgia artists, of course. God forbid I forget the Dungeon Family, Titty Boy. Man, love 2 Chainz. Inspiration and music comes from it. Fuck, Ludacris to me, top 5. Luda's in my top 10. I can't give him top 5 no more. I can't. Sorry, Luda. I love you, though. Oh, man. But we could talk hip-hop forever. This isn't a hip-hop show. I do hip-hop news. I stopped doing hip-hop because I'm not writing music. When I start writing music and I put music out, I'll talk about other people's shit. We'll see what's going on, though. Shout out to Doja Cat for having the number one hip-hop album on Billboard, I believe. Shout out to her. Somebody got that done this year. Shout out to her. For the second time, as far as I know, here in Las Vegas, schools have closed due to teacher shortages. I'm beyond shocked that today in 2023, in a city that has multi-billions and billions of dollars being generated, we don't have a school system that can pay teachers enough money to come to work every day and take care, excuse me, of these kids. It's beyond me of class sizes. That shit is crazy. We've had more than ample time and more than ample money to invest in teachers in bigger schools. It's disappointing. I'm glad that my son is my last one in the school system. I'm doing everything I can to unteach. It's not that you unteach bad habits. It's that they're not taught how to fucking live life. You really don't teach that properly. They just don't. You should be teaching cybersecurity. You should be teaching coding consistently. You should be pushing these things and helping kids understand that working high-level jobs will help them live their dreams as opposed to living your dreams. That shit is for broke people. Get a good job. Go work at a grocery store and become a fucking manager at the grocery store. And I promise you, before you're 30, you'll have a fucking nice car, a big-ass house, and the rest of your life to live your goddamn dream. Like, don't rush it. Not everybody has the same opportunities, but I promise you it's about consistency. Just make bread and lay low. Make bread and lay low. You don't want to stress yourself out by being broke. Don't nobody want to be broke today. This shit is nasty out here. It's nasty out here. Anyway, Biden is stopping oil. He's stopping some more oil. Biden can't fucking get it right. So Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are being accused of being rapist apologists. I didn't understand what this was or what this meant at first, so I didn't really talk about it because I find it weird. We covered the story of Matheson when it first broke that he was getting locked up for this shit and he was being convicted. It was crazy. That was probably 6 months ago. Nasty story. Anybody that writes a character witness letter for this dude should have been known what was going on and come to find out that they knew exactly what was going on. No, he was convicted and they still wrote those letters. That's why everybody's in a kerfuffle. I agree. I get it. I just feel like sometimes people with money are not aware of things that other people are. I'm not trying to defend them. I just feel like people that are rich sometimes are stupid as fuck. What do you want me to tell you? You just get to this level where you say stupid ass things and people believe you. So, no and then. Why? I've been wanting to segue in between all my segments by saying no and then. So, no and then. YG, Tyga, and a few other artists were supposed to be going on a stadium tour. 14 stadiums. 14. I want people to understand how big 14 is. Like, 65,000 people per stadium. That's a lot of fucking people. You know who does stadium tours? Eminem, Beyonce, Bob Orney. you know, shit, Michael Jackson, it, shit like that. It takes, I don't know how many football players on one team, so many football players on the other team, and like cities of people that hate each other to pack out 60 to 70,000 people on a Sunday to watch a couple dudes play football, right? And these dudes are high-level, skilled athletes, okay? Grudge matches or whatever the fuck they call it. You think you're going to sell out 65,000 seats? Y'all are dope. I believe YG can go on a giant tour, but not a stadium tour. Like, who sold that and booked that? That shit had to be expensive as fuck. Do you know how much the deposit has to be on a fucking stadium? That shit has to be ridiculous. Who was able to front that much money? That shit is crazy. I don't know. Maybe it was one of those, if we sell enough tickets, we'll keep it, and if we don't, fuck it. But music is becoming one of those things that's so expensive that either you see the legends or you get a more intimate show. Do a 500-seater, 1,000-seater, do a theater tour. Like, why are we stretching the stadiums? What's the fucking point? It's not a fun experience in a stadium at all. Nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that. My throat hurts. My nose is fucked. I think I got COVID. I hate this. Spray the microphone. Aaron Rodgers fucking broke his ankle. Ruined my betting. Anyway. That was it for the quick stories. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to cover this story on Friday, but Peso Pluma is a Mexican artist. I never did music with Mexican artists from Mexico because the Mexican cartel scares the shit out of me. No quiero bromas. Yo no tengo pedo, wey. That shit scares the fuck out of me. Peso Pluma is supposed to be under attack. That boy's under attack. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I don't even know how to explain that one. But anyway. Let's get into this. Let's get into these stories. Let's see. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. Here we go. This is where you go for the news. I like it, Susan. I want an opal tooth thingy. I don't know. I want caps after I finish my teeth. Now I want opal. Yeah, something I wanted. First story today is out of Wrestling Inc. I used to be a huge wrestling fan. Loved Sting. I used to have long hair and shit. Do the stupid face painting and fucking fight my friends. Shave my head like Stone Cold. Working out. Got turned to a little no neck and shit when I was a kid. Went to the events. I got to see my arm one time on WWE Raw. Or Saturday night. No, was it Smack? Oh, I think it was Smack. Either way, I got it on VHS. I caught the replay and I was able to record my arm. I was like, oh my God, Stone Cold. I fucking love you, dude. But I was a goofy looking. And I love UFC. And watching the WWE take its legacy and bring it together with UFC to make this mega fighting wrestling entertainment company is, I don't know. It's like something that, like, out of a kid's dream. This is out of Wrestling Inc. The UFC, WWE, I know I said it backwards, but they're going to get mad. Okay, I'm sorry. The WWE-UFC merger has officially closed with Endeavor today announcing the creation of the TKO Group Holding. That's right, you can invest. You hear that shit? That's COVID. You can definitely invest. The new premium sport and entertainment company has now begun trading at the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol TKO. That's pretty dope. Go look up some TKO and put some money on it. In the press release, Endeavor and TKO CEO Ariel Emanuel described the creation of the TKO Group Holdings as an exciting new chapter for the UFC and WWE as leaders in the global sports and entertainment. Let me tell you something. Leaders, they're about to change the fight game. Son, if you don't join the UFC or WWE, you're not going to make no bread. They're about to corner the market. They really will. If they get boxing, they have slap. They have, oh my God. Anyway, join while you can. While the TKO's exclusive chair, executive, is it exclusive or executive? Excuse me, exclusive chairman, Vince McMahon said the WWE is optimally posed for future growth and success as it takes partnerships, takes on this partnership with TKO. It's pretty dope that they're giving this name to the whole thing. I just don't understand. I don't get how this whole shit even came about. Like, Vince McMahon sold WWE to Abu Dhabi, and now this happened. Was it, or the Arab government? Some crazy sale he sold it for, and then they did this. Like, what does this, like, to me, I feel like there's so many more questions that I want to ask. Like, do you understand the legacy of the McMahons and this wrestling company? Like, they literally were the soap operas of our lives. Like, this man created the drama that we live by for years and years, and he's able to sell the company because he sees something bigger than what he's already built. And then he sees it in a, I don't know, dude, this sport entertainment thing is crazy, because wrestling and fighting, although they're different, the way fighters are selling fights now is a little more wrestler style, but the UFC is definitely not WWE, but the WWE puts on fucking spectacular shows. Like, their shits look like pay-per-views every night now. That's got to be expensive as fuck, but they're packing out arenas, so the money's there. I think it's amazing. Just like, how do you have that foresight? I just don't understand it. Like, my brain don't comprehend. I don't know. I think this is amazing. As per the agreed terms, Endeavor will hold 51% of the controlling interest in TKO, and the existing WWE shareholders will hold 49%. Moving forward, Dana White will become the chief executive officer of the UFC, with Lawrence Espin retaining his role as senior executive vice president and chief of operating office of the UFC. On the WWE side, Nick Khan will switch positions with CEO and president of WWE. There's a lot of changes coming, but for some reason, this is going to be one of those like amazing like mixtures of like dope ass companies. I just want to see what comes next for the fighters. As long as fighters get paid better, it's always fucking way more awesome for me. I think that's dope. I don't know. I just appreciate what I see, and I feel like it's going to grow and get bigger. I definitely think that's a dope-ass thing. Am I talking too low? It's because I can't breathe. I need my nose spray. I'm, like, choked up. It's so bad. All right. So, the MGM is under attack. And there's a lot of things that this article might not cover, so I'm just going to get to the nitty-gritty. There's a Russian hacker group. And they have infiltrated. Don't just come. Just come, dude. Yeah, just come. So there's a Russian hacker group. This group has infiltrated the MGM to the point where none of the machines are working. People can't get into the rooms. Everything's being written by hand. Multiple properties. Parking isn't working. I mean, this is probably the craziest shit that's ever happened in Vegas. Now, last week, Caesar's Palace had to deal with something similar. I'm fucking dying. I'll be fine in like 2 seconds, I swear. This shit right here sponsored me. Afrin? Oh my God. This shit is amazing. Anyway, Caesar's Palace was under the same attack last week or a couple of weeks ago. Rumor has it. These are all rumors and speculation, by the way. Rumor has it Caesars paid the ransom so that they wouldn't have to deal with these attacks. My voice keeps cracking because my nose. Anyway, Caesars paid the ransom. MGM hasn't paid the ransom. They don't want to. There's a new law in effect, too, that if they do pay ransoms, they have to let the public know how much it was. So that happens in December. So as of right now, they don't legally have to tell anybody how much they spent, but it's in the range of $30 million to $40 million. MGM is being, I guess, held at ransom for about the same amount. Now, there's an image of the young man that they think is the hacker, and he's in FBI custody. The person, the picture of the young man, he's wearing a hat. He looks like a regular tourist. They said the guy walked up to the cage on Saturday or something and said, "Give me $40 million. They were like, "What?" He's like, "I want $40 million. Walks off like crazy motherfucker. Get out of here, bro. And apparently he's one of the leaders of this shit, they think. I don't know. He's in custody. Two different hacker groups have now come out and said it's them. Nobody knows which one it is. The companies have said that they're under fucking attack. They know it. They don't even know if people are going to get paid. They're guaranteeing people are going to get paid, and they don't even know if they can guarantee that. People are getting their shit stolen walking through the properties. Like, there's customers now reporting fraud activity on their credit cards. Of course it's going to happen, bro. If hackers are taking over the building, they have all your information. Destroy it all. Go get new shit. Everybody, get away. Don't have open devices around those properties. There's lines wrapped around blocks for people trying to, okay, not blocks, but the way for people to check in to get their room, oh, it's disgusting. Hours. It's all being handwritten. The casinos are going crazy right now. This is interesting that our most powerful industry is being held crippled by probably some nerd in a basement somewhere. And shout out to that nerd, because I don't want no beef, my boy. I want no beef. I think, oh, I knew it was going to happen. My bad. The spray is going to make me yawn. I knew that. You know, when the hacker story came out that they've been trying to hack the Sphere, I knew something else was going to happen. I just didn't know what. But I brought y'all the Sphere story, and it disappeared. And I've been keeping my ear out for it. As far as I know, the inside of the Sphere is up and running, and they're doing their last tests and getting everything going. So, no fear of hacking there. That hack, bro, that system is going to be hard to hack. And I'm not saying this so that anybody tries to hack the system. Just saying, it's a difficult system because it's kept internal. It's not external at all. People have been trying to hack it so that they can program the lights themselves. It's not going to happen. But anyway, as of right now, Caesar's Palace paid their ransom. MGM hasn't. These guys are holding parking lots ransom. There's rooms you can't get into. You have to be escorted to the room. Everybody's snitching. All the companies have a snitch. People are texting all the bloggers in town. Everybody's got text messages and threads of what's going on. And you can't hide your shit. They're going to air you out. MGM is really under attack. It's not a joke. If you're coming out here, be prepared. I wouldn't bring my money out here right now. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest because it scares me. This is irreversible shit. No matter how fast you think your bank is going to fix this, let's be honest. Have you ever had your shit stolen? It's a motherfucker, okay? It's a motherfucker. It's not easy. It takes forever. They don't give you shit back right away. Stop it. The most interesting story for me was this Kellogg story. I love Kellogg's. As a child, I would take the Greyhound bus from New York City to Las Vegas, Nevada, and vice versa. I have touched all the lower 48 on a Greyhound bus. My grandfather loved exploring or selling dope. I don't know what we were doing on a Greyhound bus, but I've been to every state on a Greyhound bus, and I always ate little cereals. And Kellogg's was my cereal while on the bus. The little boxes they came in, you could pour the milk inside of it and eat your cereal out the bag and just look out the window. It's amazing how much joy a little bag of cereal. Like, I can go get those little boxes of cereal now and just get like, all like, oh, look at the bus. Sorry, the spray. It's air in my head from the sinuses. My bad, y'all. Anyway, so Kellogg's to me is a big deal. I love Kellogg's. And I used to love those stupid post commercials. They'd be like, hey, we're making cereal. And like, they worked there forever. Like, didn't you always wonder, how the fuck do you work there forever? But I get it now. I get it. Good for them. Stores out of USA Today. Kellogg's company split into two independently traded companies, spinning off their global snacking business in Kellanova, a North American cereal brand, into WK Kellogg Co. So there's no more. Now it's just WK Kellogg. What? Why? Let's see. The company unveiled their new name on March 23rd, but the company's board of directors approved the plan of separation on Monday. The separation will be effective as of October 2nd, according to the press release. On shelves, consumers can still expect the Kellogg brand packaging for both companies around worldwide. While the new companies will have different logos, they will still maintain a recognizable red color, text icon, and that red K. And that's why Kellogg's is the shit. They were able to split up. I don't even know what's really going on, but the fact that there's two companies now selling more fruits and or more cereals and snacks is dope as shit. This is another one of those companies that has now split up to now hold a whole host of other snacks and assortments. A lot of companies are doing these like strategic takeovers. It's amazing to watch, and everything is changing in front of us. It wasn't the longest show, and I think I got COVID. And I'm still mad at Aaron Rodgers for breaking his ankle and ruining any chance of me liking football and betting on sports. So thank you for fucking that up. But it was an amazing show. And I want to say Thank you for being here. If you work at MGM or one of those properties, be safe.
Okay.
These hackers are real. I don't even want to give the names. There's two companies. There's two hackers that are saying they did it. I don't know. Y'all know say. Y'all know say. That was a show I can't do every day. I'll be back on Friday. Hey. My name is Xavier Lavo. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay digital. Lavo. Don't do more.